The International Ministers Conference is God's strategy to set your life and ministry on course. Welcome to the International Ministers Conference.
All right, Matthew chapter number 16, if you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. All right, let's start the reading from verse 13, Matthew 16 from verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Yes. And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Okay? And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven." Now I want us to please pay keen attention. Just very simple observation from the question Jesus asked. The crowd could not define him without comparing him with pre-existing individuals. Do you understand that? They could not describe him, except they had linked him with those who have existed before. So it's a culture in the move of God. We understand, please pay attention. What I want to say is very delicate. We understand that the Bible gave us instances. For instance, in Malachi 4, saying, "Before the coming of the great day of the Lord, I will send again Elijah the prophet. He will turn the heart of the sons to the fathers and the fathers to the son." So we seem to have adopted the culture of ministry reincarnation. And while we are at that, one of the things the devil has succeeded in doing is to kill the uniqueness of ministers. Why? Because the body of Christ fights almost everything new. It is an issue. And this is a message to the body. The moment somebody is coming with a unique fragrance, unique anointing, it looks like the first font to that individual is that there's no way for you here. Meanwhile, if what God is doing now will survive, something new must be introduced. And I'm very careful. The problem most times is that we are holding tightly to what God seriously wants to discard. Cultures, practices, methods. And like Pastor Aaron said yesterday, we copy so much, we also copy the names. And you almost can't see a minister now and ask the person, "Who are you?" An average young minister is either a reincarnated version of Arome or of Selman. While I love these two men and I have a relationship with them, understand where I stand. If that was all God was doing in the body, they would be the only ones who are ministers. There is something unique and specific that your life, and it doesn't matter, listen to what I'm saying, it doesn't matter how trivialized your ministry seems to be. There is something very specific that you are bringing to the table. And you must make sure you protect the oil. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Protect the oil. Protect the uniqueness. Never allow anybody tell you it is a proof of loyalty to clone them. So, there are many people who have not started ministry. But in a guise to look like certain individuals, young people, you have now suddenly received a calling from God to be bashing other ministries. And when they ask you who you are, you say you are custodian. There's a name people use. There are many ministers on the altar who have mental illness. They just look prophetic. It is actually crazy. Do you understand? No, I'm not joking. Do you understand? People say they don't know how I say funny things without laughing because I'm not joking. It's serious. Don't wait till a man of God tears clothes before you know. As it is happening, you'll still be falling under anointing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Madness can look like the prophetic. Have you seen people that mad people gave number of pool before? Niger Bet. Do you understand? Mad man on the road will see the person and give the person a number, it will come out. It is a very serious matter. Let me wrap up with this. Let me wrap up with what I want to say. Things are changing. I started with that yesterday. Things are changing. Both in the country, in the church, and in families. These three sectors will experience radical change. Many pastors might end up in jail. In the next coming season, mark what I'm saying. We are taking advantage of the corruption in Nigeria. Copy other ministry stuff, put it out there. You say you are a custodian. The person you are copying have access to commissioners of police. You don't. You are just somebody somewhere whose only asset is the phone. And if they carry you now, there's nobody who is strong enough to stand behind you and say, do you understand what I'm saying? In the name of apostolic strength, we are the one who correct the body of Christ. Many of you might end up in jail. Write what I'm saying down. In the next coming days, we might see pastors filing lawsuits against pastors. They say, who are you to bring your brother before unbelievers? You will explain, tire. Do you understand what I'm saying? No evidence. This is ministers' meeting. We have to tell ourselves as it is. God has not made anybody the custodian of the body of Christ. Christ is the pastor of his body. Your assignment is your ministry. You cannot build the body. If you want to last, focus on your work. Let me say this, all the men we have invited that we bring to our meeting, you will never see them bash ministry. We once saw an issue, I don't want to go into that. The moment we saw the issue, we just pulled it. Let me leave that. As I close, there is an audience that you did not invite, that you are not even aware that is watching you. I have met people several occasions. And I'm talking to them, and they're amazed that I know them. Yes, I do. And I've known you for over 5 years with all the nonsense you are writing. I'm just being polite. I have a very open... This is the truth. People don't know the extent to which what they are doing is flying. And they wonder why ministerial doors are closed. It is your character. I want to beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind your business. Face your work. Grow what God has given you. Take it serious. Do you understand? It's like you guys are quiet. Or you are a custodian. There's a name. No. Oh, watchman. So let me show you where a watchman is. Ezekiel 33 from verse 1. No, let's check. Abby? Watchman that is not watching his own house. Watchman! Watchman Julius. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, yes? Son of man, speak to the children of Israel and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. Yes, verse 3. If he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn what? The people. It sounds an alarm. That whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his neck. Yes. And he heard the sound. No, is that where I'm going next? And took no warning. Okay, let's go to verse 7 so we can just Verse 7 is very, very profound. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee as a watchman over the house of Israel, that you shall hear the word at my mouth and warn them for me. Listen, part of the gospel we preach, part of this message we have is also warning, not castigation. And when you see, these things need depth of maturity. And if the people that God has placed the spirit of wisdom on are not speaking up on time, we will have to have serious battle. It will look like a body of Christ civil war. Because there are things that God needs to change. And listen to this. If God has to take men from your camp to be great, something is wrong with you. You are not maturing to be an island. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. I have said this. It looks like a joke. We might see many ministers die young because of love work. It is a caucus. Speak ill of nobody. Just face your front. Honor the body. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maintain your uniqueness. Learn from people. Don't be cloned. And not also try to clone a generation. As the proof of loyalty, that those who are loyal to me must stop. No. A good leader helps people bring out their uniqueness. Help them bring out their uniqueness. This is a very, very, very serious warning. And I'm not mincing words. I'm a very calm person, but I'm not afraid. Anybody who knows me knows I have no iota of fear. It's a very serious warning. If you are a watchman or a custodian, who is now custodying people's ministry and all that, people will attend a meeting and honor you and say, I was blessed, only for them to go and write. Somebody has gone to do a work in UK, say it's not about going to UK. It is about, you see, envy as a doctrine. And what we are doing is that we are, and I've said it, it is actually faulty background. You cannot see people that have joy. You have somebody's number. He has preached what is wrong. Call the person. How far? Wait till they preach. Explain. This watchman nature that can't work in love. They are not watching for God. Except the Lord watch over the city, the watchmen themselves wait but in vain. Be careful of the way you treat the body of Christ. He's still the bride of Christ. There's a way you report my wife to me, I'll tell you, get out of my sight. Let's be careful. They're very, very serious. And I'm not missing words. Is that clear now? The very, very serious note. In case you have a ministry around that area, pray again. I'm not sure you heard well. Pray again. All right, let's give Jesus a big hand. We are set for another dose.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.